Good morning. It's a Monday morning post record-breaking fun drive. We're with our Alan Shar Talk. Alan, the greatest listening audience in the world.
You know, David, I was just about to say exactly the same thing. People have a decision to make. They made it. We'll keep it going. They're saying we got to keep it going. It's our radio station. We put something in. It's never too late to do that. Anybody can do it at any time. Any penny that comes in from now on goes into the lockbox, the next lockbox. And we thank you all from the bottom of our hearts. We are incredibly grateful for your generosity.
Right after the fun drive, of course, we see this mass shooting now in Orlando. 50 shot dead at gay nightclub in Florida. The attack, the worst mass shooting in U.S. history. The man, identified by law enforcement officials as Omar Mateen, a 29-year-old who was born in New York, called 911 to proclaim allegiance to the Islamic State terrorist group and unwielded an attack storming a gay nightclub Sunday morning. Needless to say, Alan, a tragedy, and people have been gathering all over the country in unison against this shooting, including right here in our region.
David, it gets very interesting. The politics of the situation are almost predictable. Hillary Clinton says we've got to do something about the guns. The guns are crazy. We've got to do something. Andrew Cuomo, who distinguished himself by forcing through a gun control law in New York State, it was the best thing he's done, frankly. And whatever his motives were, he did the right thing. Now, Trump, of course, comes the other way and says, I warned you, I told you about them Muslims and how we have to keep them out of the country. We're getting to a point now where one candidate, Hillary Clinton, plays to a solution. The other guy has a solution to keep all the Muslims out. On the other hand, there are many, many wonderful thousands of Muslims. And all it takes is one really insane person, which is what happened here. So what are you going to do? Say no Muslim? Then what will happen when a Catholic or a Jew does something despicable? Or a Protestant? You say, keep all the Protestants out? It doesn't make an awful lot of sense. Or keep all the Catholics or the Jews out? But that's where it starts, when you single out a single group and say, okay, they're the bad ones. We have seen it in history, and we have seen where it can lead. So it's a terrible, terrible thing. There'll be mourning all over the world, certainly in the United States, certainly in Florida and New York and everywhere else. It is also not only a hate crime against homosexuals and gay people and all the rest, it is a terrible, terrible thing. And this country has to do something to stop the spread of the violence and the guns.
An interesting angle to all this from the Times this morning, Alan. Was he really acting for ISIS? It's all the same for the Islamic State, which has blurred the line between operations carried out by its core fighters and those executed by sympathizers.
Right, David. In the end, the whole ISIS philosophy was, we'll get people all over the world to act on their own. We'll get them to, you know, hijack airplanes or do this or do that. So, yes, if you prove that there was a direct conduit from ISIS to this guy, that's one thing. But what's the difference? He murdered 50 people. And their philosophy is, we will speak to the minds of these people who are deranged and we'll get them to do the dirty work. It's a terrible, terrible thing. We know it. And we don't exactly know how to stop it. But you do it at a two-pronged, you have mental health testing, you control the guns, and, of course, you do what you can to put ISIS and its followers to the end.
To the Democratic side of the presidential race, Alan, what will Bernie Sanders do next? To the headline, he refuses to concede but leaves room for an exit.
I don't know. I know Bernie pretty well. I've interviewed him many, many, many times on the congressional corner. I know he's a man of deep passion and really has an idea that this country has disappointed its people who really deserve better. And he is my age. He's in his 70s. I think this may be, you know, his last hurrah. I'm not saying that he's ill or that he won't live till 90. I'm just simply saying he sees this as his one place that he can make a real imprint. What many people are hoping is that he, you know, does what he says he's going to do, goes to the convention, tries to convince things, maybe get a vice presidential nominee to his liking, and then turns around and helps the Democrats win. At least that's what he says he's going to do.
Our political observer, Alan Shar Talk, joining us. Alan, hopefully you can get some rest now after quite a fun drive.
That's right. You know what happens, David, is the adrenaline leaves your body and you could crawl across the floor pushing a marble with your nose.